Hello and welcome to our program. This is number 38 in our series, Lessons from the Book of Luke. We're going to be looking in chapter 14, if it's possible. Have your Bible ready. Studying the Bible, we need to first of all observe what is there. We have to have an observation and then an interpretation and then an application, and we try to do that. So let's look at chapter 14. We'll read the first 14 verses. It says, "It came to pass, as he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, that they watched him. And behold, there was a certain man before him, which had the dropsy. And Jesus, answering, spake unto the lawyers and the Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And they held their peace. And he took him, and healed him, and let him go. And answered them, saying, Which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit, and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him again to these things. And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden, when he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, When thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him come to thee to say, give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take the lowest room. And when thou art bidden to go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bid thee cometh, he may say unto thee, Friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Then said he also to him that bade him, or invited him, When thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind. And thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just." What an interesting chapter, as all the chapters are here in the book of Luke. Now it starts out in verse number 1, chapter 14, came to pass, as he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, that they watched him. Now, it is interesting that it says he went. He was invited by one of the chief Pharisees to come and eat with him on the Sabbath day, and he went. Now, it's interesting that Christ was invited by these hypocrites, because these same people had previously accused him of being demon-possessed. Well, Jesus knew what they were up to, but he went. And it's in the house of one of the chief Pharisees. Now, the Pharisees were considered by the people in general as God's messengers. And they were having an influence on the multitudes of people who were there at that time. Well, it happened to be the Sabbath day, and they had many rules concerning the Sabbath that were not in the Old Testament scriptures. And so it says here that they watched him. That's an interesting word. The Greek means they watched lurkingly to spy in a treacherous fashion. And so it's the Sabbath day, and as we mentioned on previous broadcasts, they had made the Sabbath day the worst day of the week. Instead of a day of just relaxing, and the basic thing about the Sabbath was they were to do no work. But they had added all kinds of rules, and Jesus said, no, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. I know exactly what we should be doing here. But the thing is, they watched him. Now, in Mark chapter 3 and verse number 2, it says they watched him whether he would heal on the Sabbath, that they might accuse him. In Luke 6, verse number 7, the scribes and Pharisees watched him whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find accusation against him. Luke 14 and 1 says, and the scribes and Pharisees watched him whether he would heal on the Sabbath day. Then in Luke 20 and 20, they watched him and sent forth spies which should feign themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words, so that they might deliver him under the power and authority of the governors. They watched him. They watched him. Some time ago, I was involved in a situation as a pastor of a local church in which someone had to be disciplined. And when they were disciplined out of the church, the Bible says not to have any fellowship with them, no, not to eat. Well, I had to go and visit this couple, and when I went in to visit them to talk to them about some things that were happening, they gave me a cup of coffee and gave me a muffin to eat. And so we discussed the situation that needed to be discussed, and when I left, I said, now, I want to thank you for the opportunity to talk about this as Christians, and I want to thank you for the coffee, and I want to thank you for the muffin that you gave me, and it was very good. And I want to make sure that you understand that when the Bible says you're not to fellowship with someone who has been disciplined, no, not to eat, it's talking about communion service. It's not talking about whether you could meet a person who had been disciplined out of the church and have a coffee and a donut with them. It's talking about a communion service. What would happen if there was a husband and wife and one of them had been disciplined out of the church? They can't have breakfast, dinner, and supper together anymore? How stupid is that? It's talking about communion service when it says no, not to eat. Now, you're going to have this. If you're going to try to do what is right according to the scripture, someone's going to watch you, someone who wants to trap you. If you're going to be like Jesus, you're going to have the same problems that he had. Well, verse number 2 says, and behold, now when you see that, it means pay attention. It could have started out just saying there was a certain man. It doesn't say that. It says, and behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. Now, a certain man, you find that phrase 21 times in the book of Luke. For instance, Luke 8 and 27, there was a certain man, and he was a maniac at Gadara that was demon-possessed. And then chapter 9, verse 57, there was a certain man, and he said, it was one of those me-first disciples to suffer. Oh, I'll be one of your disciples, but let me first, I got to be in number one. That doesn't work. And then in Luke 14 and 2, we have this man that had the dropsy. This was a serious physical problem where they retained water and it caused other physical problems, but the Jews, they felt like this was caused by drunkenness or immorality. Anybody who had the dropsy was considered unclean and certainly would never be invited to have lunch with the Pharisees. But he was. So it kind of gives us a clue as to what's going on here. They watched him. They're trying to trap the Lord, and that's why he's there. And so we read in verse 3, and Jesus answering spake unto the lawyers and the Pharisees, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? This is obviously a meeting of the religious elite. And so there is this man that is considered unclean. Here is Jesus there, who they said was demon-possessed not too long before this. And Jesus said to the lawyers and the Pharisees, to these religious elite hypocrites, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And verse 4 says, they held their peace. And then it says, Jesus took him and healed him and let him go. I think that's interesting. He took him. That phrase is used several times in reference to healing someone in the Bible. He healed him. That's found 4 times in the New Testament. And he let him go. Now, what's happening here? Well, he's saying, no, you've been healed, And there's really no need for you to hang around with these hypocrites. Why don't you go home and enjoy your family? Yeah, that would be far better than being in a meeting with these hypocrites. Well, we see here in verse number 5, and he answered them saying, Jesus did, ask this question, which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day? And verse 6 says, they could not answer him again to these things. Now, they held their peace in verse number 4. Why? Well, probably because they wanted him to heal him on the Sabbath day so they could accuse him. Well, here it says they could not answer. Why? They could not answer because their hypocrisy had been unmasked. And so back in Mark 11 and verse 28, they said, the Pharisees and the hypocrites said to Jesus, by what authority doest thou these things? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I will also ask of you one question, and answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. John, the baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? Answer me, he said. And we read in verse 33, they answered and said unto him, we cannot tell. He said, well, I'm not telling you then the answer to your question. Well, in verse number 7, we read, and he put forth a parable to those that were bidden, when he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them. Now he goes into this parable. Who is he talking to? Those that were bidden. Those that were bidden. He's not talking here now to the fellow who owns the home. He's talking to those that were bidden to the meal. He said, when thou art bidden, verse 8, of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee or invited thee and come to thee saying, give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take the lower room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room. And when he that bade thee or invited thee, he may come unto thee and say, friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Now the focus changes, and in verse 12, we see that he focuses on the one who had invited him. It says, then said he also to him that bade him, when thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, and the maimed, and the lame, and the blind. And thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee. Now, here's this, as we said, a meeting of the elite. He's called all the Pharisees. Of course, they wanted to trap Jesus. He invited Jesus and this other fellow so he could trap Jesus. Well, Jesus said, now, you know, when you have a meal, you should not invite all these big shots. Go out and get the people that are maimed and poor and lame and blind. Get those people to your dinner. See, what we have here is invitation and obligation. Well, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back, and that's what the way the world lives. He said, well, that's not the way you should be living. The bottom line, verse 11, is humility. You want to be exalted? By whom do you want to be exalted? Would you like to be exalted by the hypocrites or by God? I really don't have a problem figuring that out myself. Well, then he comes into verse number 15 here, and one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, and he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. And now we have one person in this group who seems to understand what is going on, and we'll look at that in our next broadcast. Be sure and tune in.